sickness got on his nose. And I said, that is the last time you was getting into Ferner Farms Jams and Jellies collection.
Well, yeah.
And we only take the collection out a couple of times each year in this
town. Oh, yeah.
I said, let's take out the collection from Ferner Farms Jams and Jellies and let's have a taste before Easter have to deal with the tragedy of the holy chicken bunnies. I don't want to talk about it, but so anyway, we's going to be tasting the jams and jellies instead.
I'm going to be doing a showing of my latest sequin gowns.
Oh my goodness.
In magenta. Mm. They were going to be in mauve with a little bit of gold, but I said, no, I want solids. I want magenta. And so that's where I'm going to be modeling for the cameras, for a magazine shoot, in case anyone calls me and they need me in a magazine.
Oh, now that sounds very excited. I think this Easter time of just newness and wholeness.
I am so ready for it. I'm ready.
It's so needed by so many people on the earth at this time. There's just so much stress and frustration, betrayal. Things is
I declare that.
Gotten stuck in people's teeth and between their face tooth.
Yeah.
And so people's taking photos with lettuce stuck in their teeth or bits of meat, corn, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Little bits of peanuts and
carrots.
It's a sad situation when people take photos where they smiling and the food is still stuck in their teeth.
No hygiene.
Or their tooths. Or both.
Well, and these people that don't know how to wear a sequin dress. Like when I modeled one walking down the aisles of Walmart, and the heads just turned.
Oh, really?
Everybody stopped shopping for their embarrassing groceries and looked at me, and someone went over to the intercom and said, she's on aisle 6.
Oh, no.
Don't let her get away unless you get a photo with her. And so I stopped, and we had photos for 9 hours during the sale there. And I think everyone forgot about buying the honey ham for Easter, and they wanted a photo with me. You know.
Well, did you sell the photos and your autographs? Because, you know, we could do a fundraiser on this Sunday for Easter. Since we don't have the holy chicken bunnies, I don't want to cry get upset again.
Now that
we need to do a fundraiser. Because the holy chicken bunnies always brought in so much cash.
Oh, I know.
That was a headline, and now we don't have that, so I think we need to do a fundraiser.
I would be willing to do that. I can bring the potato salad and the butter rolls. As long as you're going to have the honey
ham. We're not doing the honey hams this year. We're going to do burgers. Easter hamburgers and Easter hot dogs. We just decided on doing that.
Okay, well, I'll eat before I show
That's
up.
What
anyway,
I do.
I just think we should go over a few things.
Let's do that.
Like talking points, what we can do during the fundraiser, stuff like that, etc.
Okay, let me just take notes here and hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Gotta enter in the date.
Jocelyn, get me a cocktail. I'm talking about something. Are you done yet? Hello?
Oh, hold on. Oh, over there. All right. April, Easter. All right, now. I was ready for the mean now. I think we's going to have a chocolate bunny competition.
Oh, I think
where everyone bring in their chocolate bunnies, and then we give out a prize.
Oh, I think so. And then we need to do a do-it-yourself egg coloring competition. And also, who has the biggest carrots?
The biggest carrots.
Because carrots are kind of like
an
imagery with the bunny. And then if we could have the bunny and the carrot competition, I think that's another thing for the kids.
Okay.
You know, something nice for the kids.
Okay, hold on just a second. It's in here. I'm still entering my security code.
Hold on
just a minute. All right. There we go now. Now, what did you say?
Well, let's just move on to the next thing. I think we need to have a hairstyling competition and who smells like ham.
Ham.
Because a lot of people are going to be expecting the honey ham, but if you don't have it, we've got to do something with ham.
Oh.
So I think like a spray-on, you know, eau de toilette.
Like a spritz.
Ham spray. And
ham
then whoever's ham spray smells the most like real ham.
Real ham.
Then they win a Bible or a cross or I don't know.
Well, now, see, there's this other thing called fish booty hole.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about this?
No.
This is something that's normally done at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fish booty hole. It's a tomato and cheese sort of a thing that comes in a can.
Okay.
And it's reminds me of like ravioli SpaghettiOs, mm-hmm. but it's called fish booty holes.
Okay.
And it's just these little fish holes from their booty, and it's in tomato sauce, and it makes it real nice. And I think we could give that out as a prize.
I would like to couple that in an Easter basket along with my t-shirt I had done last year. Mm-hmm. That's how Easter eggs are made.
Oh, my goodness.
And it shows a rabbit mounting a chicken.
Mounting a chicken.
And then, like, pixelated around their booty hole where the egg would come out.
Oh, that's right.
And so that way we can teach the kids mm-hmm. how Easter eggs are, you know, where they come from before they're colored.
Mm-hmm.
I just think people are getting very confused by these colored eggs. And we need to tell them where they originate from at the source.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real cool t-shirt thing. And that could be a wet t-shirt contest. While the kids are looking for eggs, you know, maybe the women, the mothers, the birthing persons can do a wet t-shirt contest of these bunnies mounting the chickens. And that's how Easter eggs are made.
Now, you know these things called peeps, mm-hmm. and they usually come in yellow or pink or something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
There's now a jar full of peeps, and it's spreadable peeps.
Mm.
And I think people is getting ready for the next level up on this brand.
Okay.
And you know how people like to have a sandwich of peanut butter and jelly and potato chips and bananas. And now you can have spreadable peeps mm-hmm. sandwich. And so I'm going to just make a note of that. I think we need jars of spreadable peeps.
And along with that, we could give another t-shirt out as a prize.
Oh.
And it shows, you know, the hollow chocolate bunnies
yes.
that people like to give Easter baskets for the kids.
Yes.
And some people will take a bite out of the tail first, or some people will take a bite out of the ears first.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this very funny, very cute, very tasteful graphic we could give out as a poster. I could autograph it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one where the hollow chocolate bunny has its tail eaten out, it says, "My butt hurts."
Mm.
And then the other chocolate bunny, hollow chocolate bunny, has its ears bitten off. And it says, "What?" So that's a funny thing that would bring some humor and just brighten the room.
Oh, now that's good. Now that reminds Pernod of a joke that we
mm-hmm.
could print on like an adult glass for adult beverages.
Okay.
It's an Easter joke that says, "How many chocolate bunnies can you put into an empty Easter basket?" And the answer, when you turn the glass upside down after you drank all the alcohol
mm-hmm.
and the holy wine, the answer to that is one. After that, the basket won't be empty. And I like that joke. That's a wholesome, tasteful joke. Everybody gets that.
You know, we could also add a gift with that, and it's called the Buzzable Bunny. And
oh, the Buzzable Bunny.
I think people understand where that's going. You use that in the privacy of your own. Well, you use it in privacy. The Buzzable Bunny,
mm-hmm.
and you can stick it in different orifices, and it's the Buzzable Bunny.
Like what?
And just, I think a lot of people would appreciate that.
I don't know.
You know, well, when they're staying at home,
mm-hmm.
alone, in these shutdowns,
mm-hmm.
they would really like to have a Buzzable Bunny. So let's throw that in the basket.
Just make a note of that. See, then, you know these plastic colored eggs
yes.
that mm-hmm. you break in half?
And
then we could put like a fortune in there, but instead of a Chinese fortune, it's a scripture. I could have the dumb birds write down scriptures from Jeremiah
okay.
and Luke and Romans. I just tore a page in the Bible.
Oh, no, that's yes. bad.
There's more where that came
that's
from.
Bad.
Nehemiah, Ezra, you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that'd be a nice break from all the sugary sweets
mm-hmm.
and the Satan stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, because people just don't want to eat sugar all day. They just get a sugar high and crash and go, and end up in hell. And that's no fun for the kids.
Well, and we want the kids to have fun, but the adults need to have fun. We have miniature baskets
mm-hmm.
of pastel foil colors of, now they're not, you know, the little foil covered eggs that are like chocolate eggs.
Mm-hmm.
These are the pastel colored foils
mm-hmm.
that normally go on the eggs, but these are the pastel foil covered chocolate penises.
Oh,
they're
my.
They're called teeny peenies.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think that's just something fun for the adults. They'll get a big laugh
oh,
out of it.
Oh, my goodness.
We just include the Don't Touch My Bunnies bra,
mm-hmm.
where it's a bunny on each boob for the women. And then if they're trans, they can switch it up. I don't really care. Everyone's, you know, like a Mr. Potato Head these days with their body parts. putting them on, taking them off, putting them where they don't belong. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if some guy showed up with tits on his back.
Oh, my goodness.
And a woman showed up with a penis on her forehead. I mean, that's the direction this crap is going.
Well, we don't need to have any of that in the church. We're supposed to be celebrating the newness and wonder of living.
Oh, I know.
Just chocolate treats and sin and filth and demons. Mm-hmm. But I do think we need to have a couple of refrigerator magnets that says, send in all your money, and then Pernod's face on it. And then below it says, you know, send in all your money with an asterisk. Mm-hmm. And then Pernod's face. And then you look down below to see the asterisk. And if you don't, you's going to hell. Something like that. So they send in their money. You know, it's not just about chocolates and bunny eggs. We need them to send in their money or they's going to hell.
I like that idea. I think we need to balance it out with something of value, like a Fabergé egg. Or something like that. Or Borsheims. Do you know about these? Borsheims eggs. J. Strongwater rosemary tulip egg. Borsheims. They're about $4,000 a piece. We need some of that. We need some expensive kind of a thing to draw in that crowd. Who will give the money? You know, $500 gift baskets. Now that's the cheap one. What about a fruit and cheese and chocolate covered peanuts tray? Edible arrangements. Okay, that's a real big thing with a jet set. And then anything from Harry and David's for people who make under $1 million a year. They just eat that stuff up. I mean, literally, they eat it up. But we need some of the Fabergé things, adult Easter candy with diamonds and jewels inside, a Rolex. Okay, something better than an Easter hamper just filled with a bunch of meats and cheeses and chocolate-covered pretzels. Enough with that bullshit.
Oh.
Put in the jewels. Put in the diamond watch.
Mm.
Put in the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
Put in the diamond-studded tennis racket.
And then I think we need hairspray. You know, because a lot of people, their hair gets mussed when they sit in the church because we leave the air conditioning off and the fans off on purpose. And we close the window so there's no air circulation. And that sun is just streaming through them windows. It's like an oven in there. And that's one of Pernod's favorite things to do on Easter Sunday in the church. Is to make sure it's boiling hot as hell in there to remind them of their sins if they don't put enough money in the offering bowls. And that's the real business reason why a lot of churches is so darn hot. Or so darn cold. It's depending on the time of year, and we want to remind them, push their buttons on their wallet and say, you know how it feels in here? Hell is a million times worse.
Oh, wow.
Cough it up, put it in the money bowl.
Fabulous.
And so that's one of the strategies that Pernod uses.
Let's open the phone lines and find out what other people are doing this Easter weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Hi, it's Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
I think I'm just going to go to the beach and have some beer with my dudes and my babes, you know, like I always do. And we're going to talk about, you know, do we want our Twitter stock to go down because Elon Musk is doing something cool with Twitter, or should we just stay in there?
That's what I'm doing.
And then end up making him our proxy, you know, so that he can just take over. So I think we're going to be having some meetings about what we're all doing with our Twitter stock.
Yeah, Pernod bought a whole bunch of stock when I heard Elon Musk was buying it, and I said, this is the time to get in. The stock is going to go down, and then I'm going to buy more, and and see how the inner workings of the tweets do.
Yeah,
they do.
I got some of mine through a bulk buy with the Saudis, who are not giving up their stock, which means, of course, I'm not giving up my stock. And because I'm triangulating my stock, I've got a bulk buy with the Saudis, and then I've got another bulk buy with the Democrats.
Mm.
And then I've just got my own personal buy.
That's
and I'm just going to leverage all of that and just totally ride that all the way into shore.
That's what Pernod is doing. I'm riding that church all the way into heaven. The pearly gates. Here come Pernod with Twitter stock.
Yeah, I've got about, what do I have? I think I've got about $10 million worth of Twitter stock.
Oh my goodness.
So it's cool.
You know, you should give that to Jesus.
No,
you won't be poor again.
I don't care.
He's going to hell.
Well, I don't really care. I mean, he's the son of God. What is he going to do with my money?
Well, he's going to keep it and grow it. That's what he's going to do. Put it back in the church. Keep it and grow it. Hi, guys. Glad to So I'm going to be going to Elmer's with Sylvia on Easter Sunday. They got a real nice brunch. And you get to order a couple of pancakes with eggs anywhere you want it. And then you get a choice of a buttermilk roll, toast, white toast, wheat toast, or cinnamon toast. That's the Easter special. Or English muffin, a side of bacon. And then you got a little thing, orange juice and coffee, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Elmer's.
That sounds like so much fun. Glenda and Pernod are going to be going to Denny's and having the grand slam for Jesus.
I'm just going to go to the beach, and we're going to have a cookout. Mm. We're doing a potluck, and kind of like that.
Jocelyn's a real kitchen ass, and so we're going to be sampling some different colored jello desserts and different canned goods. Because then I donate my leftovers to Trailer Joe's, and that way they just mark them up and sell them on. But see, it's a branding opportunity for me because I can autograph each of those little trays, or I don't know what they put them in, but I can put my face on it, and it's a real great way for me to sample Jell-O's and canned goods.
Yeah.
And then donate that, the rest that I donate, give it to the poor, you know, with my face on it.
That's a real good program, you know. I'm just glad they don't have us, you know, recycling or used toilet paper if you get my drift.
Oh, God,
I shouldn't do stand-up at Caesars after it's closed.
No, you shouldn't, Glenda. I think you should do it on the bus. No. That's more your crowd, since you's always on the bus.
I could do that. That way, if they don't laugh, I just pull the cord, hit the bell, and say, this is where I get off.
That's right.
You guys is losers. That was a funny joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't laugh, you know.
I think it'd be really cool if the Easter surprise this year was that Elon Musk suddenly just has Twitter to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he lays down the law, cleans out, you know, all the bullshit that's on there, and then just totally makes it free speech platform. That would be so righteous.
That's what we need.
So anyway, I gotta go. Because I wanna go to the beach. We're doing a campfire tonight. We're gonna be talking about stuff that's cool. Good night.
Oh, good night, Jonathan. I hope he's talking about Jesus and the Bible. We need as many people as possible to send in all their money so Jesus don't come back poor and comes back rich. I think people would really take a good look at their money if they knew Jesus was rich and they wasn't.
Well, I'm not rich, honey. What the hell does Jesus have to do with my money?
Oh, she doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. If it's Easter time, Glenda, I'd watch it.
I is embarrassed for you, Glenda. You know the more money you put in the offering bowls, the richer Jesus gets.
Mm-hmm.
The richer
God.
Jesus gets, the richer you get.
Well,
that's right.
I need to go and send in these files.
Okay.
And get this all transcribed for the board.
He's
having a board meeting tomorrow. I think I'm going to fire them all. I'm taking my public company private.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a new way for social media, so Pernod not gonna have a public church. It's gonna be private. Membership only, and I'm raising the rates.
Okay.
We gotta get ready for Jesus. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, my God. So,
what?
Yeah, I gotta go do laundry. I'm gonna be wearing my best lounge robe to Elmer's.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pick out which one I want. I got orange one.
Uh-huh.
That's orange and pink and purple.
Wow.
And the other one is just blue and gray and brown.
Wow.
So I'm thinking warm coolers,
cool colors, fashion.
I don't know. Shelby's gonna go dressed in some yellow thing that looks like a barf bag.
Oh,
she's gonna go look like a big old daffodil with vomit on.
Yeah, that's tacky.
She's got this big blotch of pink on yellow. It's just ugly. I'm trying to get her to wear something like stripes, but
I think so.
She won't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Catherine, I gotta go have popcorn now. Watch the Easter special of the Love Boat of Jeopardy. It's a 2-for-1 special.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Good night, Glenda. Yeah, I gotta go and do my nails. I'm doing pastel Easter egg colors on my nails. I gotta get these prizes ready for this Easter fundraiser at the church. Oh my God, wet t-shirt contest. Pastel foil covered penises and everything. So it's going to be an interesting Easter, very non-traditional, but moving up with the modern times. Kind of like that. I'm thinking of wearing an Easter basket and nothing else. I don't know. Good night. So with the pastels, the pinks, the yellows.
Okay.
Kind of like that.
Yes.
And, just a lot of different colors that I think we could do with a lot of things. Jocelyn's just cleaning up. We were making a whole bunch of eggs.
Oh, that's good.
In the steel buckets so that we can do them in bulk. A lot of people are hoarding the eggs.
I know it.
They're buying too many eggs.
I know it.
We have eggflation.
Yep.
Because a lot of the egg farms had the virus breakout.
Oh,
and so people are hoarding the eggs.
It's really bad.
They're buying too many eggs,
really
causing
bad.
The eggflation. I bought at least 4 different supermarkets, complete inventory of eggs.
Good, yeah.
So that we wouldn't run out of eggs for Easter, and that's what we're doing now. We're cleaning up. We spent all day boiling them and coloring them, and tonight we're going to decorate them.
Yeah, I bought about 5 or 6 grocery stores, something like that. Same amount as you.
Mm-hmm.
Just cleared them out of the eggs.
You have to.
Because we got the whole of chicken bunnies. It's not going to happen this year, and that's a real bad thing for
that
the kids.
So sad.
He's not going to have that.
Yeah.
We usually have the whole of chicken bunnies with the pageant, and then that's not going to happen. So we went out and bought all the eggs in the area, and I think that'd be real nice. The kids can try and find the eggs, and then, what is that sound? I hear some strange sound in the background.
Jocelyn, are you almost done? Okay. She's not almost done. She's making cookies.
Oh, she's not
done. At the same time, and then she's just cleaning up at the house. So we're getting ready, because tonight while we decorate the eggs, we're going to have a celebration with cakes and cookies.
Oh, how nice.
She's a real kitchen ass, and so we're just going to be doing a lot of baked goods tonight. I might film it for a video.
For what?
That I might post, I might not.
For what?
I'm thinking more and more that social media is a disease.
Oh, it is.
And that people should not be on it.
It's full of sin.
I'm very disturbed
about
what could possibly happen with Twitter. I really think Elon Musk ought to shut it down completely.
Absolutely.
Just fumigate it and shut it down and get rid of it.
It's so full of sin and demons and pestilence and Satan is having a heyday on that. And let's get rid of the tweet.
Yes.
We don't need a tweeter going on every time someone wants to say something.
Oh,
just
wow.
Leave it alone.
Well, I agree with that partially. And then on the other part that I don't agree with, I do. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah.
But totally, I don't agree with letting it go on. I think it needs to be killed off.
I think it needs to be buried in the pits, the tar pits, with stone on top, and don't unlock it and let it out again.
Mm-hmm.
Put Satan back in the box and lock it up and shut it up. Throw away the key.
I totally agree. Well, I need to get going. I don't have time to do a show tonight. We're
going
to be coloring the eggs, doing the baked goods celebration.
No show?
And then I need to polish my toes. So I'm just going to call it an early night and end the show right now before we do a show.
Well, but wait a minute, Catherine. We haven't gone for the full minimum amount of minutes that is in the new contract that we all signed with Tiki Doodoo and Kaka, attorneys at law.
That's
so
right.
We should open the phone lines and stretch this out. We got to stretch it out.
Let's
we can't just shut it down.
Let's do that. We're going to open the phone lines because I can't end the show yet.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, everybody call in.
Call in, people. Call in. Says Bernie.
So, what is this about some minimum amount of time that we are supposed to do a show? I don't remember this clause in the contract.
Yeah, I barely remember.
Yeah.
It's something like we're supposed to do a minimum of 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it was.
No, it was something like 10 minutes or 15 minutes is what we're supposed to do, Jonathan. So help us stretch it out because we can't end it yet.
Yeah.
Once we start it, we have to do it.
Yeah, so let's see what I do today. I went to the beach. I sat on the beach. I just did the beach thing. I'm not doing anything for Easter. I don't believe that we should keep doing this round and round and round thing where Jesus rises every year. Because, I mean, if you think about it, if he rises every year, doesn't that mean at some point he gets crucified? So isn't that kind of sick? Like, every year he rises, but he can only rise if he was fallen. So at some point, we knock him down. I mean, what kind of message is that?
Oh.
I just think it's kind of bogus.
Well, now, that is an interesting thought. But that is something that we just don't mention. We just don't mention that. So we're always celebrating that he rises higher and higher into the realms of the angels. Yeah. And so he can't get high enough.
And also Jonathan with the tarot energy and things like that.
That's right.
And that adds to it.
What?
You know,
together.
And so it adds to it.
I don't know what you mean by it adds to
it.
What
adds
to what?
To
right
Jesus.
Now you are not adding up. It's not
no.
making sense. I'm not trying to be a bitch. I just,
okay.
I don't understand what you're talking
about.
Well,
that about. Is not Christian language, but thank you for that, Jonathan. It's about holiness is what she's trying to. It adds to the holiness factor. If you knew cross-citation bibliotechnics,
no.
I could get into that right now,
right.
but I was doing a whole day of that on Sunday, so I don't want to get into it now.
Right.
Just lose that energy that I have when trying to make that connection to the
And
Lord.
For the first time ever, I'm not going to be doing a tarot Easter reading. I usually don't do one, but this year I'm not going to do it at all.
You're not going to do it at all, so... cool. Why don't we open the phone lines and talk about something that makes sense?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hi, guys. It's Glenda.
Hi, Glenda.
I'm going to Denny's instead of Elmer's for Easter. I just wanted to put that correction out there so no one could get Glenda on, you know, saying that I'm misquoting myself in the media.
Oh, they like
I'm
to do that.
Misquoting myself. I'm just making a correction to... Where, Glenda, Sylvia, going to go on Sunday morning? We're going to go to Denny's.
I was going to go to Denny's too, Glenda, but
I
then
know.
I found out I have to do this whole day at the church, so we're just going to have eats at the church.
Oh, my
so
God.
They're going to make flapjacks, and then we're going to have the real maple syrup and not the fake stuff that gives you diabetes. And that's a saint.
And, Glenda, I'm not going to be doing an Easter tarot reading for the first time ever this year. I usually don't do one, and this year I'm not. So
okay.
I'm going to be doing pastel color toe polish, and we're going to be celebrating spring and new beginnings and things like that.
And I'm just going to go to the beach.
Yeah, I'm just going to Danny's with Sylvia, and then we're going to go home. We're going to go to Sylvia's for a few hours. She likes to make chips and dip, and that nice Czech party mix stuff. She got the wheat Czechs. She liked the corn Czechs and the rice Czechs, but I don't like that Chex crap. I like something a little heartier, like the Cap'n Crunch. You know, it slashes the roof of my mouth, but there's nothing like Cap'n Crunch,
right.
You know, with a sausage patty.
You eat the Cap'n Crunch with the sausage patty, or do you do it separately? Because I don't think that's very holiness, Glenda. I like to have a smoothie.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just put everything in the blender and drink it.
I like to do margarita smoothies. You know, like at the casino.
Oh my God.
The slot.
Johnny, how much more time? I've got to do my toe polish. We're almost done with this show, you guys. The minimum is 10 minutes. Jocelyn looked it up and she held up two hands full of five fingers each. I grabbed a calculator and that's 5 + 5 = 10.
Oh.
So that's 10 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So we have to go for 10 more minutes.
No.
How long was we already been
no,
on?
No, we've already been on for about 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes.
I don't know.
So we only have, like, what is that, 6 minutes left?
5 minutes?
Seven, I don't know. But,
6 minutes?
Jocelyn, I need the calculator. Okay,
I
we've
don't
been
know
on
what this,
for 8 minutes.
I don't know what this would be.
We only have to do 10. So
is it
is
20
that?
Minutes?
She's doing the math. Now. What? Pick a finger. Oh, she's holding up one finger.
What?
Why are you holding up your middle finger, John?
Oh, my goodness.
We have 1 minute left of the show, you guys, and then I gotta go do my Easter toe polish.
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing the thing with the dumb birds tonight. We're doing the midnight Easter egg hiding contest where we hide them, and then the person who tries to find them in the morning but can't wins the prize, but you have to prove that you couldn't find it.
How do you prove that you couldn't find something? Don't you just show up and say, I don't have it.
No, that's what they do. They go around looking for them, and then when they show up empty-handed, they gotta say, I couldn't find it.
Oh.
And that wins the prize.
What the hell kind of dumb game is that? You know, they could lie.
Oh.
They could find it and lie.
I'd find all of them and say, I don't have it.
Well, that is sin. That is sin right there. You was gonna sin on the Easter egg hiding contest? I cannot believe this. This is why we have Easter. So that everyone knows they was sinning, they's forgiven. How many seconds do we have left? I'm going to hang up now. I cannot believe
this. I think we only have 4 seconds left. I'm going to go, you guys. Jocelyn's making the cakes. Good night.
Oh, good night, honey. Oh, my God. I should probably go, you know. I got a little gas. Good Good night, Jonathan.
All right, good night, Glenda. So, yeah, so good night, everyone. That was the minimum show thing that we had to do. And so, happy pre-Easter. happy Easter and all that. Okay, so, yeah, good night.
Yeah, the appropriate colors.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that we need to have the right amount of warm tones, cool hues, textures, etc.
Yeah.
I don't want anything that's more glittery than my jewelry.
Right.
When I do the Easter pool pageant. And it's going to be a little chili con carne outside. So I'm going to have to fire up them outdoor heaters, you know.
Well, I'm just taking notes on this
okay.
So I can be ready for the Easter pool pageant at the church. Now, we just had this pool installed, so
right.
We used the quick drying cement.
Oh, good.
Because they had to dig the hole out quick like.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be ready for tomorrow.
We got to get ready.
This was a last minute thing, so I have no idea how well that quick drying concrete is going to hold when we fill it with water.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be real interesting to see what happens. I think it's very exciting how much money we can raise on this new fundraising idea.
I think it gives people something to look forward to. You know, it gets a little bit tiring to wait for the second coming of Jesus.
Oh, I know it.
And he's taken a long time to get back here.
That's right. Like,
can you get on it, please? How much do you want us to suffer? And I think that is indicative of a bad spiritual, religious God.
Oh, my goodness.
To wait so long to come back and let their own creation suffer.
I'm taking notes.
Killing each other, behaving badly. I mean, it's like the world has turned into one big train wreck reality TV show.
Oh, it has. And I already know it.
Evidently, Jesus just wants to watch that and get off on it, and I'm sick of it. You know, I'm done following the God.
We're all
tired. I'm done following the dude.
That's right.
Besides that, he always wore sandals. He didn't even wear expensive shoe wear, expensive footwear.
Well, that's good.
I just, you know, vocal fry. I don't know.
I don't know what that. So, hold on, let me get this in here. I don't know what the vocal fry is. That's not in the Bible.
Well,
now, that is very good. That is very good. Based
yeah.
on your research, that's what a lot of the complaints is in the comments on social media.
That is like a compendium. It is like a summary. I just put it all together with
summary.
My fabulous theatrical sense of acting and singing and dancing and speaking, and I'm beautiful.
And speaking and dancing.
Beauty
so now, we don't have a lot of talented people in the congregation.
Okay.
We don't have any people who's talented in the congregation.
I thought
they
so.
Always just come to church, sit there like a dead lump.
Oh, yeah.
A dead lump.
Yeah.
And that's why they is alive. They is existing. And then for some reason, they get the food poisoning. And that's not Pernie's fault. I'm not the one that brings the food for the buffet. That's them. And, so they got their tailgate parties filled with the food poisoning in the back of their trucks and everything else, and then they kill each other, and I gotta bury them out in back. That's why we have our backyard, the church, filled with so many dead, dried-out Christians just killing each other off. And the devil don't have to do it anymore. I mean, these people is taking themselves out.
No, and I know that. It's just, you know, Jocelyn, get under the couch. All five of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Jocelyn's just cleaning up here before we get ready for the Easter party tomorrow. I'm having a celebrity Easter party with a bunch of my celebrity friends.
Nice.
We're doing it by Zoom meeting, but I'm pointing the camera behind me at the living room so they can see how luxurious my furniture
That's
is.
That's nice.
And kind of like that. It's going to be really fabulous. We're having a virtual Easter egg hunt.
Oh!
Where they can point the cursor at different points on the screen, and I'll tell them if they're close to it or not. But they probably won't be because they're hidden, not where they think they're going to be hidden. And so they're never going to find them. I'm never going to have to give out the prize. I'm smarter than that.
Hold on just a minute. Let me turn this in and hide them so no one can find them. Save, click, and send. I just bought the patent on that. A virtual Easter egg hunt over a Zoom meeting. Oh, my goodness. And you have to pay to join and then pay to find it. And you've got to pay for every level. This is a real cash cow for Jesus, oh, man.
Did you include me on that for halfsies? You know, it was my idea. I'm the one doing it. It's already in commerce.
Oh, I did. I just attitude, so let me just double check and I will make sure there you is. Yes, click here, save, and send.
Yeah.
Now you was added twice.
Good.
But that doesn't mean you get more than Pernie.
Okay, that's fine. Let's open the phone lines and talk about Easter and stuff.
Hi, guys, Glenda. So, I'm trying to figure out what to wear to Denny's tomorrow for our Easter brunch. And, I'm thinking about wearing one of my, it's like a dingy green, like an army green, with silver medallion sparkles down the side. And then it's got, yellow terry cloth bow in the front. It's real garish, mm-hmm. but I think it'll turn heads.
I think that's the most important thing, Glenda. No one in Denny's looks good anyway,
right.
So if you can get them to stop
yeah.
and turn and gasp, then I think you've accomplished all that you're expected to if you go to a Denny's.
Gasp! I gotta work on that. I'm gonna use that. I think I'm gonna light up before I go in, so when I said, "We're ready to sit now, please," and then I can walk and then halfway to the table, I'll take a big puff and blow out a plume of smoke, and then I'll turn around fast and go, what's you all looking at? And I hope they's actually looking. Otherwise, that's a real embarrassment.
Linda, I don't think you should be trying to do that at Denny's. You might pick up someone who's on the wrong side of the tracks from the wrong side of town, if you know what Vernon is saying.
That is a good point, Linda.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be cruising Denny's for a bunch of tricks on Easter.
Well, what else am I supposed to do? You know, it's like Sylvia and I, we're not doing this just to go out and eat. You know, it's like the day is so damn long. It's on Sunday. All the 24-hour mini marts is closed, so we can't go shopping there. I can't even pull into a gas station. The prices are so damn high.
Oh, that's...
Joe Biden did that, by the way, on the gas prices.
Yeah.
Joe Biden did that. I got them stickers.
Hold on, Glenda. Now, Catherine, how much longer do we have on today's show? Because I got a lot of Easter eggs to color and get hidden in our hidden places
mm-hmm.
before everyone comes in
mm-hmm.
and ruins the church again
oh,
like I do every other year. I can't stay on this show for so long.
No, I know that, so we're going to stretch it out and fill time. Glenda, I think you should try another outfit. What other outfits do you have? See, that'll take her a while.
Well, that's a good idea. Glenda, tell us about all these outfits you have in the closet and not in the closet.
Well, I got like this pink thing with a big turquoise flower on it. It's like a big plastic flower. What else do I got? I've got a red dress with little tiny mirrors on it in circles. It's like a mirror polka dots on a red dress, and that way no matter where I go I sparkle.
Oh dear.
And then I got a pair of gauchos. I got another pair of gauchos.
Oh my god.
I got hair nets. Mm. I got my plunger pads mm-hmm. that I can take off the plunger and use that as like a hair design
piece. Oh my
piece.
Goodness. Oh my
so
god.
So I'd be styling.
Oh, just a minute. Glenda, hold on. Catherine, how much more time do we have? I gotta complete this contract. I don't want to break it, but I was tired of hearing about Glenda's ugly dress.
Jocelyn, how much longer?
Huh?
Okay, we got about a minute and a half. Glenda, do you have any shoes you're planning on wearing or creams, makeup? Are you gonna look decent or what?
I was gonna go in flats, and then I'm out of hair gel and mousse. But I got some hand cream that goes on clear, and I was just gonna use that as my hair gel substitute. And oh, hold on.
What?
Popcorn.
Glenda.
We're gonna watch an afternoon special of Hollywood Squares.
Oh.
I gotta go now, you guys. Bye.
Oh, goodbye, Glenda. Oh my goodness, how much time we have left? Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just looking at the watch, counting the seconds. We have less than a minute left of the show, and then I've got to go and do a jello dessert and then practice in front of the mirror.
I have got to get to the church and make sure all the light bulbs is working. Now we have people stealing light bulbs in addition to stealing the gas out of everyone's gas tank, so they keep stealing And I keep saying the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not steal. And how do you expect to get anywhere with the Lord if you're stealing light bulbs?
Okay, I can't. I need to go now. You can close the show. Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. I can take a note on this. I've heard it alone in the studio, sending all your money for Jesus. Now, Jesus do not rise every year like Jonathan said on yesterday's show. We just celebrate the one time he rose. He never rose and then fell and then... He rises again every year and then falls again every year. And so the real meaning of Easter is, oh, that's it for the show. Time's up. Goodbye, everyone.
Any instructions?
I don't know.
Is it the right temperature? Okay. And make sure
you
get the right poof. Use the final lamp. I don't like the white rain.
Hello?
So it reminds me of that.
Hello?
And then is the temperature, did you
I
check?
I don't think she
okay.
can hear me.
So that's what we're doing tonight.
Oh, so you're... Okay, so then, what is that?
Hmm?
Is you by a waterfall? Is you at the ocean?
Well...
Is you in the ocean?
I'm not in the ocean. My house is at the ocean, but I think the sound you hear... We're on the back patio, doing my hair, while we're also monitoring the jacuzzi that is boiling the eggs for Easter.
Oh, my goodness.
We just didn't have enough room on the stove.
Oh, I see.
In the various... kitchens in the house.
Yeah.
So Jocelyn's out here on my patio, my outdoor hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're boiling the eggs in my jacuzzi.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And that way, you know how eggs can be organic and free range?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, these are in a saline jacuzzi, no chlorine. So I get to add that to my
goodness.
Easter eggs. They're free range,
totally
organic.
Nice. Yeah.
No chlorine, 100% saline jacuzzi. Easter eggs, and that's what we're doing.
Well, I like this idea because I came up with something similar
oh, really?
At the church. Is if I said the scriptures from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John,
mm-hmm.
and then we put that on a sticker with Pernod's face, and that's a sticker that goes on our eggs from Ferner Farms.
Branding,
even though we don't have the holy chicken butter,
right.
I don't want to talk about it. But so we're going to have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John certified eggs, and that means they're holy.
I really like this. Jocelyn, we need to get my boiled egg certified.
Yeah,
my organic jacuzzi with the saline.
You gotta get that.
No chlorine. And put my face on it.
Yeah.
My face is gonna be on the sticker in gold. It's gonna be embossed. Very celebrity-like.
Oh, my goodness.
Very high quality.
Well, I applaud you for doing it in gold. We had ours done in diamond.
What?
Because people like the rhinestone Jesus pins, and I said, let's take it up a notch for Easter. Let's put it in diamonds. So that's the level of quality we have at Ferner Farms for our eggs. We do it in diamonds for Jesus.
Jocelyn, scratch the gold foil, put it in real gold plate with diamonds and rubies and emeralds. None of that cubic zirconia crap.
I've got the whole deal here. I think I'm just going to go to De Beers and let them handle it. Oh, that's a good idea. That's what we did first. We did it first.
Well, that's wonderful.
Then great minds think alike and
please.
Souls.
No.
But I have toe polish. I don't think you have toe polish like I do. Actually, Pernod don't need toe polish because I don't have fungus in my toes and my yellow and... crackled up, fungus-ridden, ugly-looking toes.
Wow.
Pernod have the natural, holy-blessed toes of Jesus and God for Pernod and sending all your money.
Well, let's open the phone lines and find out how everyone else's Easter celebration preparations are doing.
That's a good idea.
Hi, guys. It's me.
Hello, Jonathan.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to have some Easter beer with my dudes and my babes on Venice Beach tomorrow. It's supposed to be like in the 90s at the beach. So we're just going to have like Easter beer, Easter brewskis. And then we'll probably just lay out in town, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I just don't even know, Jonathan, where to start on that. But bless you anyway on Easter. And I hope you resurrect and dove your sin.
Don't let him talk to you that way, honey. Hey guys, it's Glenda. I finally picked out what I'm gonna wear to Denny's tomorrow for Easter brunch when we get to order off the menu. I'm gonna wear my gauchos that are like acid wash denim. And then they've got like these, what's that called? Leather fringe. It's real cowboy, real Nevada-like. And I'm gonna wear one of my yellow sunburst tops with the sequins over my boobies. And then, because it looks real Vegas, like, real shimmery. I'm not gonna wear the red dress with the little mirror.
I still think that's very fashionable to wear to Denny's. Okay. Glenda, congratulations on wearing something that is both flashy and sparkly without being reflective of other people's ugliness. Yeah. You don't want their image in your mirror.
Just don't make it too flashy, Glenda. You don't want people coming up to you and getting all up in your business when you're trying to eat the pancakes and the scrambled eggs.
So Glenda, don't let them get to you. Right back at you, girlfriend.
You got a lot of class, Johnson. Oh my God. Tomorrow I'm wearing my new flats. I've had them for 3 years. So I thought I'd break them in. You know, there are a couple of flats. I gotta pay less for $4.95.
I like the Payless shoe store. I go to the clearance bin and I get all of them out, and then I just pass them out to the congregation. I say, look at these new shoes that Jesus brought you. It's like every Sunday I pass out something from clearance bin.
So is that what you do with their Lord-endorsed funds? You go and buy stuff and then you give it back to them?
No.
How does that make money?
No,
oh my God,
I thought
this whole time you were hoarding all of the money from the offering bowl.
Well, turning is not legally allowed, according to Tinky Doodoo and Kaka, to divulge our financial responsibilities. That's a phrase I saw in the contract. But, Perrin don't buy the stuff from the clearance bins. I just get it. I go in there with a citation from the Lord and I say, I'm a pastor, I parked out front and I have my preacher's parking pass. And then I take my other preacher's retail pass and I say, I get everything in your clearance bins if you believe in Jesus and you don't want your house or this store burned down by tomorrow morning. And then they always give me everything, so it works out just fine for Jesus.
I'm taking my celebrity card. It's my celebrity ID. It's my Hollywood ID. Every A-list star has a Hollywood ID. And that's how I get free stuff, and I don't need to go through my stylist. I fired my stylist because she didn't have any style, no fashion sense. Just, she didn't even know about Haute Couture and the French fashion shows. So it's like, I'm sorry if you don't know what Haute Couture is. You know, hello, Anna Wintour, Vogue, Haute Couture, you're fired. And so now I save money and I just spend it on the Haute Couture and I wear it.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, okay, well, now I understand things a little bit more, but that still doesn't make any sense.
You know what else don't make sense? Shelby and I had to go to Grocery Mart tonight. We go to the one in the bad part of town because they have the biggest discount. All the Easter candy's gone. Can you believe that shit? All the Easter candy's gone. I couldn't even find any. I found nothing, you know. Cleared out of everything. Oh my God. So we went down the frozen aisle. Just got a couple of TV dinners that I'm gonna have tonight.
Well, good for you, Glenda. I think everyone should have something, you know, sensible on the day before Easter and then just go for it on Easter, even if it's like a barrel of Chex Party Mix.
Oh my God, I love Chex Party Mix. Jocelyn, get the Chex Party Mix from Costco before they're sold out. Get all of it. I don't want anyone else to have it. And then, you know those big blocks of cream cheese, and then you pour the frozen strawberries over that, and then you serve it with Ritz crackers or Triscuits.
Ugh!
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my goodness, turn it mouth-watering. I like taking the big thing of sour cream and mixing in the dry French onion soup recipe for French onion chips and dip. Now that is a Ferner classic right there. We's gonna serve that at the church tomorrow, chips and dip.
Oh my God, this sounds so unhealthy. I'm having smoothies and all natural food tomorrow for our horse dirt.
Oh my God, Glenda, have you gone vegan and organic? What are your smoothies and all natural foods?
We're gonna start after we get back from Denny's. We're gonna go home and turn on the Easter Love Boat Marathon. Right after we watch the Easter Marathon of Hollywood Squares. And I like to serve some hors d'oeuvres of margarita smoothies. Sometimes we'll have a daiquiri smoothie. And then we'll have Chinese shrimps with cocktail sauce.
Oh my God.
I like them Chinese shrimps.
Heard it, love the Chinese shrimps. Oh, I should get some of those. Where's my biblical device? go with some of the friends. The sun went down. It's almost Easter. We're closer to Easter now. Thank you, Glenda, for reminding Pernia about the Chinese shrimps.
But Glenda, is your Chinese shrimps reef friendly? Because if it's not sunscreen free and reef friendly, it's not good to eat those kinds of shrimps. They're probably made on a farm anyway, and they farm them with unreef, unfriendly kind of unshrimp things.
I didn't know that shrimp was grown in a farm on sunscreen.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
And Glenda, I don't think you should be dipping the shrimps in the cocktail sauce if you're having margarita smoothies and daiquiri smoothies. You don't need cocktails in the shrimp sauce.
Too much booze.
Too much. And Satan.
So, I see that we're almost near the minimum time, so I'm going to say goodbye now before the show really gets to me any more than it already does. So, good night, everyone.
Good night, Jonathan.
Good night.
Well, he sure got a lot to learn about the Easter spirit crucifying all of us and Jesus on this show.
I don't think that's
what it hangs up on us. Jonathan, is he still listening?
No, he's
Jonathan.
Not.
I thought he was fooling us. He really did hang up. He hung up.
Yeah.
He hung up on us. Well, I gotta go now and get ready for tomorrow.
Oh,
we're gonna do pastel covered saran wrap to cover up the potato salad.
Oh, wow.
Right before our Easter egg hiding contest. You know the contest where you win a prize and you can't find them. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
I gotta get my hair rollers plugged in, Catherine. Okay. It's 10 hours to heat up. And then I gotta unplug them at 3 a.m. and get it all set.
Oh, dear.
Because we're gonna go out early at 7 a.m. to Denny's.
Oh.
I'll talk to you later, Catherine.
Okay.
Happy Easter night.
Good night, Glenda. You know, I have a hankering for McDonald's milkshakes. Do you ever get that? I know I shouldn't. Johnny, don't put that on the air. And we're back. And now we're done. Good night. Johnny, cut that part out about the McDonald's. I was talking to myself. I was just talking to myself. Johnny? Johnny? Dolphin, where'd Johnny go? It's what? Oh, shoot. The show's on auto computer. Am I still on, Jocelyn? Am I on? Can you go in the booth? It is? Oh, shoot. I don't know if I'm still on, you guys, but the show is on autopilot. I don't know how to shut it off. Jocelyn's just still doing my hair. Can someone call in? I'm still on the show. I don't know how to turn it off.
Hey, girlfriend, it's me. No, it goes off automatically.
Oh, wow.
Voice activated on these auto situations.
I didn't
know that. So, like, as soon as you stop talking, your mic will shut off after you stop talking for, like, a minute, and then the whole thing shuts down, and the transformer powers off. You just have to stop talking for a minute, and then don't talk again, and it'll automatically shut off.
Okay,
goodbye.
All right, goodbye. So I just have to stop talking for 60 seconds, 60 full seconds, and then I'll know that it has shut. You know, I've never done this before. I don't know if it's going to shut off. What if it doesn't shut off? What if there's, like, an auto situation malfunction? Because I could get fired if I leave it on all night and don't shut it off. But it's on the auto situation. Johnson, what am I going to do? This is kind of like wondering, like, when you shut the refrigerator, if the light bulb really goes out. Or like in the septic tank for your toilet when you lift up the lid. Why does the little tiny bowl man suddenly disappear? But he reappears again when you flush and puts the blue water out. I'm going to have to go for it. You're right, Jocelyn. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to stop talking and let it shut off. Good night, everyone. I'm signing off. Wow. I'm just counting the clock, Jocelyn. So can you hear me? Okay, we'll start over again now. Okay, good night. Here, I signed off. I'm not talking in the mic. I've stopped talking into the mic. Okay, so Jocelyn says that this can pick things up. I don't know if that's true.
Girlfriend, just stop talking.
Oh, my God.
And don't let any sound go into the microphone. And don't, like, freak out about it. Just stop talking for 60 seconds. It will shut off.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye. So, I'm going to stop talking now. Jocelyn, we should shut off the jacuzzi. I know, but we've got to turn it off. The eggs should be done by now. I'm boiling the eggs in my jacuzzi. I already said that. Okay, good night, everyone. I am signing off. pass on, turn off the jacuzzi. It has to be silent. Turn it off. Okay, we're counting now. Good night, everyone. Those eggs better be done cooking.
And the security issues we have with our thumbprint reader. Now, we also have an eye scanner.
Okay.
And so what happens is you go past the guard and he has a flashlight with 100,000 lumens. He shines it into your eye. If you don't go blind, you get to get in.
Okay.
Now, we also have little Cindy, and she's got Polaroid. She'll take a Polaroid of you's eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got everyone's eyeball photos on a Polaroid situation, and there's a secure room in all the Polaroids. It's everyone's eyeballs is thumbtacked. Sometimes we have to use double-sided tape.
Oh, yeah.
And all these eyeballs on the wall. And that's called an eyeball.
Okay.
That's the other security. Then we have another security issue, and that is you step into this little pan of hydrogen peroxide, and we see after you stick your feet in it, if your foot has got the fungus.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've turned white, and that's a disease.
That's right.
And you're going to be quarantined.
Disgusting.
And we ship you off to Shanghai and put you up in one of them apartments where everyone's screaming on their balcony.
Yeah.
And they do a real good job of quarantining people.
They do.
Like the in-house arrest situation.
Yeah.
In-house arrest.
That's real
prison situation. And so we don't have time for diseased people in the church. We send them off. And then we also take a halitosis test. Because if you have bad breath,
that's
you got the sickness
that's
in your teeth and your gums and in your tummy.
That's really tacky.
So basically, if you've got any disease, you's not getting into the Easter celebration.
Now, I would highly recommend some kind of an intestinal test to see if they have the right probiotics mix.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And if their pH is too acidic or too alkaline, because
that's
also an indicator of disease.
I gotta take notes.
And we've got a lot of these big, fat, roly-poly wombats just waddling through Walmart who don't know a damn thing about why they're so fat. It's not just a high-carb, low-protein diet. It's that they have a high stupidity, low IQ thing going on in their brain.
That's right.
And we need those people shipped off.
I'm just going to make a note of this in my biblical device while the sun is out and before it goes on the fridge.
Okay.
Let's type this in here. Click then and save. And type in I just got to type in my password so I got this all encrypted. Because, you know, everything's going around these days.
Oh, it's terrible.
Phishing emails.
Oh.
And people's trying to... Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
It's a 1,000-word password, just a minute.
That's what I do. I use those.
There we go. And
Jocelyn, I need a cocktail.
Okay, so now that was real good.
Okay. Jocelyn, I need a cocktail. We're talking about things. God, and get my salad ready. I'm getting ready to have a real nice salad.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm doing the salad diet.
Uh-huh.
I was doing the low-carb thing.
Oh.
And then I realized I was ballooning up just like the people in Walmart.
That's right.
And Sam's Club and Costco.
I know it.
I don't need to be shipped around on some forklift like the rest of these whales. So, I'm back on the salad diet is what I'm doing.
We had to get rid of a bunch of our congregation and they was too fat to walk out of the church. So
it's
I had to do a contract thing situation with a big flatbed truck and haul them off in a rock carrier.
Good for
you. I don't know, these construction trucks. And we had a crane lift one off and, because they was starting to make a crater.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of the seating area in the church.
Wow.
You know, gravity is sucking you in. You is literally tearing down the
terrible
whole church. I mean, literally tearing down the church.
That's awful.
And they weighed 5,000 pounds.
Oh, I know.
And so I had them carted off, and we just kind of dropped them off on the side of the road. And I drove by that place the other day, and there's, you know how when someone gets in a car accident, there's like a cross with some... What's that called? Christmas tree garland on it and the sparklies and all the fake plastic flowers.
Yeah.
So they just left that there instead.
I've seen
the person was gone, but this glittery flowery cross
I've seen those, yeah.
I don't know what that means, but anyway, the situation is now out of Pernod's hands and into God's hands.
I like when things get out of my hands because then I'm no longer legally responsible for it. I'm not in a contract with you. You dumb bitch. I got these earrings first. And that's what I just say to these stupid women at the JCPenney's earring sales. It's like, I'm sorry, bitch. I got here first. You know why that is? I do tarot aerobics. Do you know about that? No, you don't. Look at your size. Look at your calves. I can't even see your calves. Looks like a bunch of moundy, moldy, wrinkled grapefruits down there that went sour. And then they just give me a look, and then I call the person at the checkout stand. I give them the signal, and it's like, oh, come over here. And they know to ding the little bells that go off and say, we need a code 43. And I get the bitch hauled off to jail.
God.
I don't need people trying to track me down while I'm buying earrings at Penny's.
I just love JCPenney's when they have things on clearance sale. I go in with my pastor pass and my preaching pass,
and I say
I'd like to donate these to the poor for Jesus. And if you don't let me do that, I'm going to burn the place down.
Absolutely.
And so I always get just a big old haul on that, and I've never had any problem.
I ought to get a speaker's pass so that I can do that and speed things up, you know, with my supply chain operation.
That's right.
It's like when I want to get a dress in every color, I don't have time to try them all on. And I don't like this only three items per dressing room nonsense. It's like, honey, I can buy the floor. Okay, I can buy the whole floor
and
the company, so shut up. You know, whatever. Let's open the phone lines. Talk about Easter stuff.
Well, let's not open the phone lines, because we's almost done with the minimum amount of time.
Oh, really?
We have like 3.5 minutes left or something, and
I gotta
get back to the Easter egg hiding contest.
Okay.
Where everyone goes and finds all the eggs that Pernod's helpers have hidden. And then the person who can't find the most wins the prize.
How many of the most do they have to find? Like, what's the threshold number?
No, they can't find any of them. That's the whole point of it. The eggs is hidden. And it is a metaphor for the mystery of Jesus.
Oh,
if you
God.
Could see Jesus in all his glory, it would blow your body up.
That's
and
fun.
The bits would go everywhere. And so the winner of the Easter egg hiding contest is the one who finds the most hidden eggs still hidden.
Oh.
So in other words, is the person who can't find the egg
can't
find the prize.
Yeah.
If you find the egg, that means you peeked in the Ark of the Covenant and you're going to blow up like in that movie where their face melted because they done looked at God.
Yeah.
This is all about seeing if people really read the Bible.
I get it.
And this pulls out their ego and their materialism. It's like,
bullshit.
If you just want to collect eggs,
that's
a metaphor for your life, and you is going to be excommunicated. We're going to ship you off to Shanghai. I don't need that crap in the church.
Well, I'm tired of this, you know, permanent underclass making themselves poor, making themselves ignorant, making themselves make
stupid
bad decisions.
Jocelyn, how much time left on this minimum amount of time for the contract on the show? Because I got to do my hair.
Oh, that's
I
right.
Need another poof.
Yes.
I need an Easter hairstyle, you know. I'm just tired of the run-of-the-mill look.
Oh, my goodness. I just saw my watch, so can you close out the short bus?
Yeah.
And I've got to get going to the church.
Okay.
It takes me a few minutes to get there from Pernia's property. Pernia's property is hidden from the public.
Oh, I know.
I don't need them coming to my house.
No way.
With my wall around and they get jealous. I'll talk to you later. Happy Easter, Kathy.
Happy
Goodbye.
Easter. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get into my pink potato salad for Easter. You know what happened? I had to throw out all those eggs I boiled last night. In my jacuzzi. Yeah. Turns out, you won't believe this. The jacuzzi wasn't hot enough to boil the eggs to a safe level where it killed all the salmonella. Yeah. Unbelievable. I had to throw out an entire jacuzzi of eggs. I have an Olympic-sized jacuzzi for celebrities. The public can't get them. It's not like you can go to Home Store or Home Goods or Home Depot or Lowe's and just buy one. No, this was specifically constructed for a celebrity like me. And so I had to dump all those eggs on the beach. And the beach isn't my property. I don't have to clean that up. That's the county's job. But anyway, I heard on the radio report this morning that they were getting a sulfuric drift where the whole city of San Diego smelled like sulfur. And I was like, wow, that's probably a biological weapon. Turns out it was the pile of eggs that we had left. See, now, I didn't take them there. I had them removed, and I don't know where that contractor is or who did it, but I just remember their license plate was from Mexico. I don't know. Jocelyn, am I? Okay. So on the final countdown. Jocelyn, did you get those lyrics before Beyonce did? Because that's a hit. That's a Grammy right there. That's two Grammys. I hope you all have a happy Easter. I'm not going to boil any more eggs. I'm done with that whole thing. I think that's part of the old normal. You know, plastics get into the system if you try the plastic eggs. So they got us coming and going. And anyway, bunnies don't lay eggs. I know some people would disagree with that, but bunnies don't lay eggs. And storks don't lay human babies. There is no Tooth Fairy. There is no Santa Claus. Four-leaf clovers are bullshit. That's a weed. And other myths and lies going on right now during the Pisces-Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. And the other thing is... Oh, we're done. We're done, everybody. I've done the minimum amount of time. Happy Easter. Goodbye.
Thank you all for showing up for the meeting today on Easter. You know, the Jews already had a holiday, so this one doesn't really count. Thank you for being here. We're just going to be going over stuff for the next few months. Don't know if it's going to last past a few months. In terms of what we're going to be talking about. Obviously, the show will go on, the network will go on. But for the next few months, we're in a critical time in the world, and we need to get serious and talk about that, all right?
Right. So, yeah, I was concerned because lately the shows seem to be really strange, very Alice in Wonderland. It's kind of like they don't make sense, and I don't know if that's like... Are we doing that on purpose to, you know, mirror what's going on in the world and the other media?
That's right.
Or, you know, is it just like, what are we doing? Are we riffing or what?
Well, see, I was concerned about that, this Bernard. And someone was named Riffin on one of the earlier shows. And then we found out it wasn't Riffin, Mr. Riffin. It was really Jonathan. And that was confusing to Bernard. Because I thought that... At first it was Jonathan, and then it said it was, his name was Riffin, Mr. Riffin, and then it turned back into Jonathan. That was like a time warp kind of situation, turned Pernod's brain in a knot inside out. And so I thought that for a minute that Satan got in, like a sickness into Pernod's brain, and so I think we need to make sure that don't happen again.
And I just want to say that I'm trying my best to be color coordinated with my toe polish and what I wear on the radio, because it matters. Colors matter. You know, everyone's talking about words matter, and it's like, you know, words matter. I'm like, you know what? Colors matter in my toe polish, and that's important. You know, it's not just the news. It's important, and I came up with that saying about a week ago.
And the thing that I wanted to talk about was that we've hardly done a news-to-news radio broadcast in the last month or two, and more has come out about UFOs and the aliens that I could report about in the desert of the news. And I know we have a caller, our entire audience, who calls in regularly, always so loyal. Glenda, are you there? What have you got to say, darling?
Well, I just want to say, thank you all a lot for letting me in this meeting. I'm kind of nervous, you know. I just thank you all guys a lot for putting up with me and my IBS. I got a lot of intestinal problems. My bladder gets swollen, and I got gas. You know, I got the bedpans and the shag rug, but my Barker Lounger squeaks and makes noise. I got a lot of problems. But Glenda is here. I'm still here. I'm your biggest fan. I'm your biggest listener. And I always call in your show as long as Glenda's alive on this planet.
Right, darling. That's fabulous. So encouraging to hear from the audience what they really think is going on. I'd like to hear some ideas as we move forward. We need some new ideas for the show, you guys. We got to stay fresh. We got to stay competitive.
That's right.
And we've got to just do
it. Well, I'm just going to go first on this. I think the more that we put Jesus and God with Pernod sending all your money is a place of importance at the front of the line, and everyone can understand that. Why it is important to put the Creator first, because we'd be nowhere without Jesus and the seven angels, and then Pernod can do the dance. And I think we need more fundraisers. I don't think we've done nearly enough. We usually have one a day, and I think we need to just take it up a notch. I think passing out the offering bowls twice, thrice, four times a lady, or whatever the song is, from that German Bierstein bar that's full of sin and demons, I think we should pass around the offering bowls in a way that we don't pass them out anymore. That you have to come into the church carrying an offering bowl. And then we get everybody an offering bowl, and then they turn them in like a lunch tray at the end of the service, and their name is on it with a number and a scan bar, and then we can track how everyone is putting money into the church. And that way, if he's not putting enough in, then we can just turn off your bank accounts through the bank, because we can control this money situation through the central banks. And I think that's what we really need, is control over the offerings to Jesus.
I love this whole thing about control over money. We need to make them understand the idea of give back more, which is, I think, superior than build back better. I mean, we're so over there. It's not build, it's not back, it's not better. But I think give back more. You know, they need to give more. If the poor would give more, then they would have. You know, you give and you have, and that'll be nice, is an old Jewish saying. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where I'm coming
from.
Well,
and it's also like in the speaking industry. Is my mic on? Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, okay. It's on.
And let's see a show of hands of how many people can hear me. You know, and
we
let's
all
get
can.
That. Does everyone want to stand up and stretch?
I'm
just,
no.
We do this when we're a speaker in the room.
No.
And Punch and Cookies in the back of the room for anyone who feels faint with low blood sugar.
We got it, yeah.
Okay, so now that that's out of the way, I just want to say that we need people to go to the back of the room more and buy our products and services, is what I'm saying.
Well, but see, that's just it. Like, how are we going to do the cash flow? What's the plan? Do we really want cash flow from just the sponsors or the investors?
Oh, all
or
of
the
it, yeah.
Advertisers, the audience, do we want all of it?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think give more is better. Give more is better. You know, be best. Give all. Can we just get it down to that? That's that minimalism I learned in the advertising course I took a long time. So give all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like
that.
I think that should be our motto.
That
give all
good.
To
that
us.
Is,
give all to us.
Well, that's why Purdy talking. That's why I'll say send it all your money. Because I don't say send in some of the money or send in $2 or $5. I would say send in all your money, and then I'll add to that your stocks, your bonds, your assets, other holdings, retirement funds, ETFs, all that sort of thing. And then precious metals. You know, you got some jewels, gems, you got a safe deposit box in one or two or three banks. Give it all. Send in all your money. Send in all your money to Jesus. And as I talk about God's economy, the more you put into Jesus' economy with God and Purdy and all that, as we protect it through the religious sanctity of the Holy Christ, then the more your bank account, your checks is going to grow. And that's how God economy works, mm-hmm. sending all your money.
Yes, very, very good. Mm-hmm. These are very good points. I love
it. Well, but also the access. I think in the days of yonder, you know, before, as we used to say, now we say it's about equity and tolerance, diversity and inclusion, or whatever they are in, I don't know the order, but I think access and equity, inclusion, equality of outcomes for the audience. The audience needs to know that sometimes we listen to them, and that's a steady, consistent state for equal outcomes. Sometimes we listen to them and sometimes we don't. And that's stable, and that's something they can't count on consistently. And that's where I think our brand shines, is we're consistent
right.
in what we don't always do.
You know, she does bring up a very good point, in that the market is always moving, and that's why the news is always changing.
Right, but the other thing is that Jesus and God don't change, because that's eternal, and that's what I think people want to count on, something that is unstable in the world, and so that makes them turn to like a incentive. I saw that on a pamphlet on economics. Is they like a incentive to turn to God? You know, turn the other cheek, turn away from Satan, and let's get back to basics. Get back to basics of giving all and sending all your money to Jesus. Let's count on something steady. like religion and the angels.
I just kind of like want to hear what Glenda has to say about all this stuff that we're saying.
I just want to say that I think this is real important, this meeting you guys is having, and the fact that you listen to anyone in the audience like Glenda is, well, you know, it makes smoking a hell of a lot more easy, more easiest. I think I'm one of the most easiest audience members to listen to you guys, because you's like, you guys are like the most best show I listen to.
That's another reason why that is, Glenn, is because our audience is the most smartest. And so that's why we couldn't do the show without the most smartest like you, Glenda.
But see, this is what I'm talking about, because we seem to, like, get off track on these tangents. And if that's the diversity that we're looking for, to me, this represents instability rather than equality of outcomes that are stable, that people can count on, where they would want to have equal outcomes for monetization how much percentage we are able to distribute among the stakeholders, the shareholders, the investors, everyone who are the stakeholders, because we're really moving into the stakeholder economy.
That is true. You know, we are a stakeholder company, and that's why we control the largest stake, Mediumware. but anyway, so because that's kosher. Enough. It's kosher enough. And that's good enough for me. I have to go now. We've done the minimum amount of time for the meeting.
Oh my God.
You're all doing very well. I'd like to see more of these ideas become fruitful and use them. All right, let's use the energy.
That's what I say. Let's use that energy.
Oh, bye, Mr. Sandberg.
Did he go? His phone sounds so amazing. You'd think he was in the room.
Oh, and see, he's gone now. So, yes, I mean, he has the clearest phone. We've been trying to figure out the technology on that, because I think the church needs to be in the forefront of this kind of technological revolution that he has access to. And I'm wondering, if it's with the UFOs. Do you know anything about that, Jordan?
I don't know anything about it, but he won't let me interview him where I can ask him anything. He has never agreed to an anything goes interview, and I've often wondered if he has given it to Oprah and we just haven't seen it on air yet.
Right.
But he's never given an interview to News Radio.
Right, so that's kind of it for the meeting for me. I'm gonna go to the rusty nail. I'll talk to you later, guys. Good rest of Easter. Bye.
Happy Easter, guys. I gotta go, guys. I've been holding in a belt. I just need to go. Bye now.
Sounds good, Glenda. Well, that's it for me on this meeting. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mr. McNamara. I'm so glad he came here. He always adds some flash to the meetings.
I like the way he presents
his ideas. He's just so flashy,
professional,
so news-like, unlike all them other news channels.
Well, good night.
Oh, my goodness. Pern it all alone in the studio again on this situation. Sending all your money, everybody. We's going to be doing this meeting. Well, I guess the meeting is over. So the meeting is over out there in the radio listening audience. This meeting is over for everybody, including Pernia. So send in all your money. I got to go now before they lock Pernia inside the building. That would be sin, because I can't, you know what I can't have is the embarrassment of Pernia's face on the tabloids saying I was locked in a radio studio when Pernia is known for performing miracles and speaking in tongues. So, bye now.
They laugh.
Oh my goodness.
They took the report, they took the residue, all of it. They removed everything, cleaned all of it up. Supposedly, it's safe.
Uh-huh.
They even took the jacuzzi.
Well, good. I mean, you don't need some kind of toxic jacuzzi sitting around on the lot with a bunch of poisoned demonic eggs in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to have a whole campaign on that. No more demonic eggs. With these people who is putting eggs in jacuzzis.
Oh, no, I put the eggs in the jacuzzis.
Uh-huh.
And because we were going to boil them to have hard-boiled Easter eggs.
Right.
I didn't have big enough pots on the inside, so we just tossed them in the jacuzzi. But I had to turn it off early to do a show, or I don't remember, toe polish or something. and the salmonella and the viruses and the eggs got out.
Oh my goodness.
And it formed a plume over La Jolla.
Oh.
They thought it was a bioweapon from China or Russia.
Oh.
But it wasn't. It was the eggs from my jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
And they ordered the hazmat team in and everything.
Oh my God.
It looked like a scene out of E.T. with the plastic everywhere and hooded people, flamethrowers, lamps, etc. I took a selfie.
Well, see, that's the problem with this kind of stuff is it gets out of hand and then, you know, it's all gone before you can film it and sell it.
Oh, I know. And I called Tinky Doodle and Kaka. I said, you know, the minimum showtime on this
is terrible.
It's stupid. We need to cut it in half. Mm-hmm. We're very busy. We have a lot to do.
Oh, yes.
I can't sit there and drop everything for a 10-minute show minimum.
That's right.
Okay? Make it 5. And they said, done, and that was that. And Steve okayed it.
Well, see, that's what Pernie was thinking. I'm glad you did that. I got some holy hand claps for you on that, Catherine.
Thank you.
Pernie can't stop, you know, just every hour to do a 10-minute show and say, hallelujah.
Oh,
I know. Pernie got lives to save. I got these dead, dried-out Christians I got to deal with in the back of the church in the dirt pits.
Mm-hmm.
So much to do, and now we got to get ready for the next fundraiser, because we never do make enough. You know, if they would just put all their money, like I say, send in all your money.
I know it.
And they never do that, and that's why we have to keep doing this. Jesus, I'm afraid Jesus is going to come back poor if they don't give more money and make Jesus rich. How much time do we got left?
We got about 2 minutes or something like that. I could talk about facial structure, textures, colors, toe polish.
Well, I don't...
But I've already done that.
Yeah, that's been done.
So I think that, you know, the more that we stretch it out for the minimum amount of time, the better we'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you think?
Well, I think there is something to be said for a minimum amount of time.
I mean, people
are so tired of commercials.
Oh,
and
God.
Sometimes,
sick of it.
You know, I'll actually time a television show even though I don't watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I don't either.
I see that the shows nowadays only last about 12 minutes.
Well,
and then we got the rest of the time filled up with commercials.
Disgusting.
And I don't like that. I would do it like a half-hour show.
Exactly.
On the television set instead of 12 minutes. That's a rip-off.
Oh,
and that's like TV-flation with inflation.
Oh, wow.
You know, our TV time, watching time, used to go so much farther, and now it's cut short because of this Biden-flation.
Well, and it's affecting the beauty industry. We've got beauty-flation. Women
and
girls
goodness.
Don't have time to put on the base, the proper other... colors and hues and textures
I don't
and just
know
everything. Now they're getting to this Mickey Adgy, whatever the hell
I
it is.
I don't know what it is.
Caking it on, and it's like, I'm sorry, that's beautyflation. Why are you covering your entire face with base? That's a clown. You know, that's a clown.
You know, we wanted to serve little blueberry muffins with a little orange flavoring like we always do on Sundays. And we couldn't do that because... we had to turn the ovens off early so they didn't bake all the way through. Now we got muffinflation.
Mm.
And so we served like these gooey, doughy muffins. I said, I'm sorry about this. I am sorry. But that is the muffinflation. Don't blame Pernian for that.
You know, I have a celebrity toilette in my limousine.
Oh,
so that I don't have to get out when we're traveling long distances if I'm not in my jet.
Oh.
We don't have to use a state-run... you know, pull over a place where, I don't know what those are called, the rest stop.
Oh, yes.
And,
the rest area.
Because a lot of times they don't have the toilet paper.
I heard it's
toilet paperflation.
Oh!
And I don't need to go in there and make mess and then not have anything to wipe with.
Oh!
Okay, we're done with the minimum amount.
Oh!
I'm gonna go now.
Okay, goodbye, everybody, from Pernie and sending all your money so we don't have moneyflation and offering bowlflation or churchflation or Jesusflation. What? Get the idea of us. Never gonna stop until you pay. Goodbye.